Hey everyone, this is Biz from Happily Center After, and we are doing our October 2012 interview with Bod Squad member Dee Dee. So we're going to introduce her now. We're going to ask her a couple of preliminary questions and get a basic history of her, and then we'll get down into the nitty-gritty. So, of course, I've already said your name is Dee Dee, and do you care, Dee Dee, do you mind sharing your age with us?
No, I'm 29. No, I'm 42. Thanks for the laugh, Biz. 42. Almost 43.
Okay, 42. Then you know what? They say, well, I just turned 50 a couple of weeks ago. So
you did?
They say, yeah, I did. 50 is the new 40, and 40 is the new 30. So you're still young at heart. And you are from where?
Originally from Sacramento, California.
Okay, and you don't live there now, correct?
No, I live in Wyoming.
Wow. Okay.
Big
That's
change.
Pretty cool. We can talk about that more as we get into the call. Before I get into like the history of your HCG journey type thing, how long have we known each other? Because I tried to go through some of my past emails and I've kind of gone through like 6 or 7 computers since we first met, so I can't find some of the stuff that we first, I couldn't find it. I have it somewhere in storage, but I couldn't find like one of the first times that we met. Do you remember?
Yeah, it was 2009, because
yeah,
I started.
So. We met at Vegas, right? But we
right,
had known each other for a good...
Right, probably a good 6 months or so. I started, and this might be jumping the gun a little bit, but I started my original HCG stuff, in November of 2008, because I was looking through some of my old journals, and it was, I don't know why, but I decided to do it around the holidays. Holy crap, that was fun. But it was 2008, and then just by doing a search online, I was on Low Carb Friends or something, and somebody had mentioned Happily Center After, and that was where I found that. And then ended up meeting you and some of the other girls, and that whole wonderful thing happened. So it was around, I don't know, January, February, March of 2009. It might have even been earlier than that.
Yeah, I think it was somewhere around there. Yeah, because I remember there was an influx of people from that. I won't mention it since you did, but
sorry.
I won't mention it from that other site who they were just all getting interested in HCG. And it was one person came and then a whole slew of people came.
Yeah.
And I remember we had met and didn't we meet in boot camp at first?
Right, boot camp, and then I was around a lot, and I actually was, I don't know, were you calling us coaches then, or somebody that helped out in boot camp? Because I was one of those.
Or angels.
Yeah.
We called you guys back then angels, remember that?
What's that?
You were business angels.
Yeah.
Were they business angels that were, business angels.
I couldn't understand. I thought you were saying business angel, and I'm like, what? No, business angel, yes, yes. And I was
Carly's
one of the
angel.
Girls.
Remember that?
Yes.
Remember Jeff had... that was
That
was good time.
It was good time. That was hard work. But, and so
it
I ended up helping helping with that. And then we met in Vegas I think that was at the end of July.
Yeah.
Were we all there? And
Okay, so let's go ahead and get down and dirty into some of the questions, the interview questions. So are you at goal right now?
No, I am my goal is in the 160-ish range. Back when I had my success before, I got down to 155, and as you remember, I'm pretty athletic, and my body fat, holy crap, was pretty low, and it was, looking back, I think I was a little too skinny, especially for what I do for my job, so I'm looking to be in the 160s. So right now, I'm actually last day of P3, and then I'm going to hit my last, fingers crossed, P2 tomorrow I'm starting. And so I'm within, if I say 165-ish, I'm probably within 5 pounds of my goal. So I'm pretty excited.
I want to back up for a second because you said you're a little athletic. That's so not true. You are a lot athletic. I mean, some of the stuff that you you know, I have a little, just for the sake of sharing this with the audience, I have a little form that I send with my daily emails to my to the Bod Squad members when they're when they're coaching with me, when they're my clients. And at the end of the form, it has, you know, what the stats are for the, any given day. And there's a little thing in there that says activity and stuff, some of the stuff that comes from you. And I just sit there and I look at the screen when I'm reading it. I'm like going, no way. This girl is nuts.
And I'm not making it up. One of the times I think I was chasing a bear through the woods, running with another officer carrying my shotgun. And I think you were
like,
probably like, is she making this up just to make sure I'm reading this?
Because what the audience doesn't know and what they're going to soon to find out is that we do have a prior history. We have that history. And then you kind of, you had some personal things in your life that you were changing jobs and changing men.
Doing
all kinds of
things. That sounds bad.
You and I both have gone through some stuff since the last time that we met, that we knew each other. So in between that time, and again, we're going to go over this a little bit as we get into the deeper questions, there was a separation. You had gone your way, and I had continued, with HTA and everything, and then you just recently came back. And that's one of the things I really want to focus on in this call is I'm always encouraging, there's never an arrival. There's no arrival to, I got to go wait and that's it. I can give up now. Everything is fine. Sometimes it's not. I mean, we get older. We have new health issues. We have new things that we have to deal with. You have a new area that you're working in. You have a new job. I mean, you were a firefighter.
Yes.
When we first met, right? And you were going through all kinds of outrageous testing and like heavy duty junk. And you were trying to, you're nuts. Can I just say that out loud?
Yeah.
You were trying to do it too. You were taking like some huge firefighting test that like you had to carry like 180 pounds under me. I'm exaggerating.
I remember that day. That was our PT test, our physical fitness test. Once a year for us to stay current, we had to hike for 3 miles with 45 pounds on our back. And it's not comfortable because it's in a weighted vest. But I remember, I think I was in P2 when I did that. Because I don't know. Yeah, I think so, because I remember asking you, what in the world can I eat? Because here I don't want to, faint, and I need to go do this.
What's really weird is I use you as an example a lot of times when I explain to people, because I still get asked, even though, so much of the HTG protocol is rogue anymore, not like it was, 4 years ago. But I still get asked, well, how come you go, how come you do things different than what Dr. Simeon says? And I'm like, and I give you as an example, I was dealing with this woman once, and she had this it wasn't just like Dr. Simeon saying, well, it's going to work for grandmothers and construction workers alike. A construction worker doesn't do this firefighting, carrying 45, pounds and test physical fitness tests. So I had to do things differently with you. I had to figure out how you could be satiated, how you could still do your job, how you could still pass your test.
Yeah.
And still be on P2. And it worked. What was surprising was that it worked. I mean, you were willing to be a guinea pig and to deal with it, but it actually worked. I mean, you had gotten down a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, you are nothing but solid muscle. I have seen your pictures. I have seen you in person. So you have got solid muscle. So when somebody says, when you say 155, that's the thin, that's thin for you.
Well, it is. And you
that
can look at my pictures. On HTA. And they're still on there under the photos link, I think it is, or the photos tab. And I think when I took those pictures, I was I was either 155 or 160. And people were like, you can read all the posts. There's no way you weigh that much. Well, it's just my muscle. Obviously, muscle is heavier than fat. And luckily, I guess, just the way heredity, the way that I'm built, that I can carry my weight like that. And I still get now, I'm 171 and... my boyfriend, bless his heart, who's very honest, doesn't realize that I weigh that much. Everyone thinks that I'm a good 20 pounds less than what I am. So I'm lucky in that. I guess.
I would never, ever, ever put you at where you are, even where you are now. I mean, when I met you, I was like, dag, this girl's thin and skinny and little and teeny. And I knew what you weighed. I mean, you were still a client back then. So, so it's, you know, and I tell clients this all the time. I've seen 160-pound people look extremely thin, and I've seen 130-pound people look fat. So the weight is not what matters. What matters, and you know this because I've done this with you, is like, okay, what size are you in now? You know, what clothes are you in now? You know, what are you doing? Does it, you know, is there muffin toppers or no muffin top? Those are all the things that matter to me. It's not what it says on the scale. How tall are you, just to let the audience know?
I'm 5'7".
Okay.
So average height, I guess. I don't, that's average.
Yeah. Okay. So let's kind of go back to the interview questions. It's so hard to decide if we're going to talk past or if we're going to talk present. I'd rather talk present as far as where you are now. But there is a point in it that I want to discuss with you for the sake of and for the help of the audience that's listening on what convinced you that you could come back to HCG and HTA and coaching and all that kind of stuff. So for the sake of just how these questions are going to go, let's just talk about what's happening now. So you started back up with HCG this time. When?
In June.
Okay.
I think it was June 4th.
Okay. So from June until now, so June, July, August, September, so 3 months, you've lost a total of how many pounds?
I think it's about 21 pounds.
Okay.
Which doesn't sound like that much. Pardon?
I'm sorry?
I'm sorry, I cut you off.
Okay. That's okay. What did you say? Go ahead and say what you said first.
So I said 21 pounds, and then I said it doesn't sound like a lot, but when you compare that to my inches, I mean, I've lost, I think I told you the other day, it's like 22 and a half or 23 inches. And that's just of the places where I measure on my body. So I know there's more inches lost than.
Right, exactly. And you had this last round. Was it this last round or the round before that your inches actually surpassed your pounds? Like,
I think it might have been the round before this.
Yeah. So, I mean, I was like, oh, my gosh, how can this be happening? But it just shows how well HCG works. It's just it's a miracle. I mean, it's still a miracle. And you've been cycling. You've been doing what they're saying. So you've been staying on HCG for about 21 days and then going off for about 7 to 14 days. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
So you haven't—it hasn't been that you've been on this round for 3 months and only lost 21 pounds. Although 3 months to lose 21 pounds is good to not on any diet, but you've done this in cycles. So it's not like you've been doing 500 calories. In fact, you don't do 500 calories, do you?
Not every once in a while, you advise me to do 500 calories, and honestly, it sucks because I have a job where, depending on the day, and you know this, I could be in my vehicle driving for 5 minutes, or I can be hiking through the woods running after a bear. So sometimes it seems like it never fails the day when you say, like, right when I go back to very low cardio or very low calories. Cardio, I don't know where that came from. Anyhow, you tell me to start. Yeah, I have no idea. I'm sitting in my workout room, so I might have something to do with it. But I start at 500. I start at 500 that day, but it never fails. That's the day that I'm out doing something pretty strenuous, and I just make sure that I drink a lot more water, and if I have coconut water available, that has been a very huge help. But, I do 500 calories every once in a while.
Yeah. So, in other words, we've had extreme losses. We've had, not so much on the pounds, but on the inches side. You've gone back to clothes that fit you even when you were thinner. Is that correct? Because you had said something about you wanted to get back into just shows that our body kind of goes changes all the time. And you can't count what the scale says as being the only ultimate measure factor. Okay, so let's go a little bit on your past history with weight issues or weight control, whatever your journey is. When did you notice that your weight issues began?
You know, I remember, and this, I don't think I put this in the questionnaire you sent me, but when I was about 12 or 13, and I was very, you know, when you and I were kids, that was before video games. I mean, we had Pong, but I spent all day outside playing with my brother, and I was a little bit of a tomboy. We would play football and whatnot, but I remember my brother just being really mean, and he's younger than me, and calling me Miss Piggy, and that really messed me up. So I went on, like, this kind of crash diet, and I would eat, I don't know why I think I was 12. I might have been a little older. I got my period when I was 12, so that's why I'm thinking it was around that time. But I would eat like yogurt, and I don't remember eating anything else. I'm sure there was other stuff. But my mom had one of those mini trampolines, and so I would jog on that. And I lost like 15 or 20 pounds. And I don't think I was fat. I mean, I look back at pictures, and I'm like, I was a totally skinny girl. I had like long legs. And that was when I remember just like the first weight thing. And then I don't remember anything else until like, I don't know, probably when I first started fighting fire. Because, I mean, I was always athletic. I could always keep up, but I was always just bigger, and I just attributed it to bigger bones, which I don't know how much of that is mm-hmm. true or not, but, yeah. But way back
so
then.
So can you remember some of the diets that you've tried over the years?
Which one have I not tried? I tried, well, my mother, bless her heart, has had tremendous success on Weight Watchers, and just in my journey, I think if I had advice for anybody, it would be to find what works for you because everybody's different. My mom's lost like 60 pounds and maintained it on Weight Watchers, and she looks awesome. And it wasn't like a quick overnight thing, and that's what works for her. And I tried that, and it was okay. I don't think I really adhered to it much. Then I tried the South Beach diet, and same thing. It worked for a little while, and then I just kind of like let it fall by the wayside. And then I tried the more recent one before HCG was Body for Life. And that worked. And I worked out. I mean, I was in the gym like 2 hours a day. And I like working out. It's a good release for me. But I could never get below a certain point. And I had gone to the point where I was hiring trainers. And they were like, well, why, you know, and I have a lot of muscle, but for whatever reason, I just couldn't get below, like, I remember 183 was where I was stuck, and it's like, what in the heck is wrong? And I think just in finding HCG, I realized that I have a little bit of a gluten intolerance, and I had had problems with migraines in the past, and probably like everybody else prior to trying HCG, I was eating crap. I mean, processed stuff. Well, I cut that stuff out of my diet, no more migraines, which is awesome. And so, that's what led me to HCG, easy to say. But before, like in between the South Beach diet and Body for Life, I even tried, I went to this seminar. This guy was hypnotizing people. And it was actually kind of embarrassing to talk about because it's like, I've heard of hypnotists, that stuff working for smoking, to get people to stop smoking. But this weight loss thing, I remember this guy, and I don't know if I could be hypnotized. I know some people can't, but he wanted you to associate, like, eating bad foods with something that was totally gross, and I do not like cockroaches. So I associated that. I know, it's funny. It obviously didn't work. Just like with anything, you have to stick with it. To this day, I still don't like cockroaches, but it doesn't, like, if I see a cockroach, I don't immediately, like, start throwing up the food that I've been eating. So, yeah, I've tried some strange things, I guess.
Oh, my God.
I love HCG.
I've always think, well, if I've never tried hypnotism, maybe I should, but no, I don't think so. Okay, that was funny. Okay, so you answered kind of the question, if any of these things helped you lose weight. You said that you could never get under 180. You said the lowest you got was about 183. Is that what you said?
Yeah, like 183, 182. And I think it just had to do with what I was eating. You know, mm-hmm. on that, when I was working with trainers, obviously, you know, I was lifting weights, doing cardio, and it was, I would have like egg whites for breakfast, oatmeal. And now I look at it and bless your heart for high fat. Holy crap. I don't think I was eating enough fat for my body. And so, yeah, of course I'm going to hold on to my weight.
Yeah. And look what you're eating now, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yum. Okay. So besides give me an idea of what your health was like before you started the HCG protocol.
You know, I never really had not any health issues. The only thing I do have a bad knee. And so that was just, that came from probably hereditary a little bit, but just from years of being a firefighter for 15 years and hiking and trying to keep up with the young kids, that worked for me. But I have noticed when I lose weight, like even just when I took 10 pounds off, I don't have any problems. I actually don't have any cartilage in my left knee, and that was one reason why I changed professions, because my current job, it's a little easier on my knee, depending on what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. So I'm too young for knee replacement, and that would, we're still up in the air as far as my supervisor is about whether or not I can have an artificial joint in this job. And I don't make enough money to retire right now, so that's not really an option. So as far as health-wise, that would be the only thing, is just like the stress on my joints. And I mean, it was to the point my knee was so bad. I had it scoped. They did a realignment on it, and I went through therapy, and that was before I had met you. That was back in 2001. And so it was normal for me to eat a lot of ibuprofen just to deal with the aching and pain, because I would carry, you know, my weight included a lot of weight when I was hiking up and down hills. And just now, I don't even have to get, like the last time I had an injection in my knee to make sure everything's lubed up and whatnot was back in February. And that was before I started back with you. And I haven't had to get another shot. And usually they last about 6 months, and my knee has been like 100% fine. So
I can imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah, they say just 10%. I think they say just 10% can do like wonders on your joints. 10% of your body weight that you just can do under. Yeah, and so I believe that. So hopefully, you know, with this next little bit that you want to get off, it's going to, you know, make things even better.
Yeah.
So, okay, besides the physical end of it, did you tell me, how was your mental health?
I think before, when I was heavier, of course, I didn't really think, I don't know, probably like any woman, I had good days and bad days. But I just think with all the stuff in my personal life that I was kind of letting get to me, I know in my original journey with you in 2009, that was when my marriage was pretty much dissolving. And I think I was actually fine with that, because I believe everything happens for a reason. It might suck at the time, but that was just kind of the way things were going. And I was using... the diet actually kept me sane, I think, because I had something to focus all my energy on. So the mental aspect, I think, just with eating better, leaner foods, or cleaner foods, rather, and stuff that's, you know, from the farm to the table, nothing processed, it just kind of clears my brain. And I don't know if that's the same for everybody, but I mean, it's like night and day. I know when I eat crap, processed food, I get grumpy, I get moody, I can look in the mirror and think that I look like I weigh 300 pounds, and I know I don't. It seriously has like a huge mental, I don't even know how to explain it, but just, you know, even when I'm on the very low cardio, I don't know, I feel really good on both phase 2 and 3, but for whatever reason, I think phase 2 is kind of where, and I don't know why I feel my best there, but at any rate, it's definitely changed my mindset. I mean, I think clearer, I sleep better, it's easier to process things, easier to deal with stress, just an overall good feeling.
Yeah, the you know, phase, and you know, you're not the only one that says that. Phase 2, if people can get over, you know, get over the lack of food, the fact that you feel wonderful on phase 2, really. I mean, if you're really doing it right and you're really, it's working the way that it's supposed to work, that balance, that almost that detox, I mean, you're only putting like, you know, like minimal junk in your system. I mean, seriously,
right.
It's just vegetables, fruits, and, you know, proteins, and maybe a little fat if you're dealing with me, but it's, you know, it's not overdoing it. It's giving your body a rest from all the junk that we've ever done to it. So, yeah. So what was the thing that made you decide, we're going to go back in time now to when you first got introduced to HCG. How did you get introduced to it?
It was actually by accident. I had been going to a lady and getting colonics, which I don't know if anybody knows what that is. I haven't had one in a while, but basically they clean your intestines out. I think it's a good thing. But anyhow, I was talking to her, and this woman, very sweet lady, I don't recall her name, but very, very slender. Like, to look at her, I would have thought that she probably had an eating disorder. Well, we were talking one day after my session, and she was telling me about the HCG diet. I'm like, I've never heard about this. And I'm, you know, I like to read a lot, probably not as much as Ms. Biz does with all her research, but just the whole, all these different diets kind of intrigued me. It's interesting to see the different things that are coming out. But she told me about this. She mentioned Kevin Trudeau, and she didn't really say, all she said was that you have to eat, like, organic. And I'm thinking, okay, that's money right there. And I lived in kind of a remote area, so I'd have to drive. If I wanted to get organic stuff, I'd have to drive a little ways, like an hour and a half to go grocery shopping, which wasn't that big of a deal because once a week I would go down to town. But that was my first introduction. And she kind of talked about it. She said it helped her with her eating disorder, that she had anorexia, and it basically, like, kind of retrained her way of thinking. And she gave me this guy's phone number. She told me I needed to get a bunch of lab work done. So she gave me this guy's phone number in Florida, actually. And I can't remember, I wish I could, if it was like a clinic where you could do the HCG through them. But I remember calling or emailing this guy. He sent me all this paperwork to take to the lab. And so I went to the lab, and it was stuff, I mean, I hadn't even heard of all this stuff. And I don't even know if this even happens nowadays if you go through a clinic. But when I went to the hospital, they asked me, because I was going to the lab, they said, what is this for? And I didn't want to tell them, because it's, to me, it was none of their business. I just said, oh, it's for life insurance. I have to get a physical. And they're like, well, some of these tests are stuff like you would only get this test if you have cancer. And so I was like, huh, that's kind of weird. And so I bagged it. It kind of freaked me out. I'm like, what the heck? And they told me, well, your insurance isn't going to cover it because you don't have cancer. And they were kind of like, really? Why is you're getting this for life insurance? So I was kind of bummed because I was like, oh, I was going to try this. So I did a bunch of research. I joined like some Yahoo group for HCG and some of the, just kind of like on the sidelines. I researched it for probably like 2 or 3 months before I even started. And I think once I did start, I started with homeopathic because I didn't know, I hadn't yet figured out or read that I didn't have to give myself injections. So that was how it all started, was just kind of like by accident.
So the apprehension, pretty much the apprehension that you had was the eating organic, which we have discovered you don't really need to do.
Exactly.
that it could be expensive and that you were going to have to take injections.
Right.
So that's, those are some of your apprehensions. Okay. So I think you've kind of gone over this a little bit already, but what brought you, can you kind of reiterate what brought you to the Happily Center Afterwards site?
Yeah, I just was doing a lot of reading, and it was interesting to see, and I don't remember everything people were saying, but it was like they were talking about where you could get HCG, and I think this was like back in late 2008, 2009. I live pretty close to Utah, and I know that HCG is pretty popular there, and there's a lot of clinics that do it, and I don't think it's very cheap, but that was basically how I found HTA. Was I was doing a search. It was something I was on Low Carb Friends because some of this stuff mimicked the low carb, like Atkins type stuff. And so I had just seen somebody had referred, and I don't even know who that is because I need to thank them. They were talking about this HTA website, and I went over there and kind of lurked for a while and was seeing what it was all about, and the rest is history.
Yeah, definitely. So what brought you back, if I can ask so humbly, to ACA?
Well,
after your hiatus?
You know, I tried. I'm a little hard-headed. Maybe a lot hard-headed if you ask certain people. I tried to do it myself. And I didn't break up with Biz or the girls at HTA. I just had a lot of stuff going on in my life. I ended up moving, changing careers, getting a divorce, dealing with losing
life.
My home in foreclosure.
Life in general.
Life in general, the same stuff that everybody's dealing with. Lost my home in foreclosure. The person I was getting divorced from turned into a bigger, I don't even know how to explain it, but it's just a lot of issues. A lot of issues, and I'm trying to keep my mouth shut about some keep some good words. But I tried to do it myself, and I just remembered all the help that I got from Biz. Biz was awesome when I was in boot camp it was like this bright, sunshiny spot in the day when I'd wait like patiently by the computer for her to respond about what I ate, was I doing good, holy crap, why did I gain 3 pounds, you know. And so I sucked it up, put my tail between my legs, and I think I actually, I can't remember if I emailed you on I think I sent you a PM. What's that?
Yeah. You texted me.
Oh, okay, yeah. But I just said, hey, you know, I'm struggling. I'm really embarrassed because I let myself slip. I let life get in the way. And I don't want anybody to think that they couldn't come back to you because, I mean, I was embarrassed. It's like, here, I was doing so good. I have a testimony on the website, and it's like, wow, I kind of feel like a loser. So I kind of had to suck it up and, like I say, put my tail between my legs and come crawling back, and I'm so glad I did it. I wish I would have done it sooner.
Yeah. And I want to, let me think of how to put this.
Okay.
I didn't make you feel worse, did I?
No. And I knew okay. You wouldn't, but I think it's just the whole, nobody likes to admit that they're wrong or that they screwed up. And I usually don't have a problem doing that, but I did. I mean, you know me from before. I did so awesome. I mean, I was looking great, and it's like, here I have this new job where I'm supposed to be in even better shape than I was before, and it's embarrassing to say that life got in the way, and I screwed up and let myself slide big time, and it didn't help because I'd been eating crappy, so my mindset went back to that, you know, negative,
yeah.
Just like garbagey feeling, so to speak, so that, yeah, no, you didn't make me feel bad at all. You said you would never judge, and I knew that, and you don't, which is awesome.
Yeah, it's not my place. You all beat yours. You know, we all beat ourselves up enough for enough for one person. So it's not my job. No, but I'm so happy that you're back because you know it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure working with you, and it's a pleasure watching your progress, and it's a pleasure, you know, seeing you make this, you know, a way of your life once again. And, you know, and I look back at what you were dealing with and, you know, I mean, I went through some similar stuff in the years that we were apart too. It's like, you know, that's life. Life happens. So anybody that's listening out there, you know, just because you were successful once and maybe life hit you between the eyes and, you know, weight was the last thing and food was the last thing that you could concentrate on because the rest of your life was falling, you know, out, you know, around you. There's nothing to feel shameful for. There's nothing to feel embarrassed about. There's nothing to feel, you know, I've let down people. No, it's the mere fact that you're willing to make the change again is monumental in showing the kind of person that you are. Just the mere fact that, you know, even that, just that, oh, I wonder if Biz is still doing this. I wonder if, you know, just that thought and trying to, getting in contact again, there's no shame, you know, like as if I haven't gained weight and lost weight and gained weight and lost weight. You know, we're on a cycle. We're women especially, you know, and our bodies are so prone to changes, immediate changes, whether they're stress or lifetime or job or divorce or marriage or whatever the case is, we're prone to hormones. I mean, that's the way we were created. And so things like that, it's a natural process. So there's no shame. There's no shame. Just come on back and look at you. You are almost at goal now. I was looking at your the thing that I sent you. I didn't realize it's 23 and a half inches lost. Since June the 4th. Now, help the audience really quick. How do you use the same guidelines that FitBay does, the 8 different measurements, or do you have different measurements that you measure?
Did you say that FitBay does?
Yeah. You know, it's the 8 measurements, the neck, the bicep, the forearm, the breast, the waist, the hips, thighs, and calves.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that's what they use, but, yeah, I measure my neck, my bust, my waist, my hips, my thighs, my calves, my forearm, and my biceps. Did I say biceps yet? And
if
I actually... Go ahead.
Go ahead. I was going to ask, do you measure both and count both of those, or do you count just one side?
I count one side, and I only do that because I know that my right side is bigger. Like, my right foot is a little bigger, so everything on my right is a little bigger. So I count my right side or I measure my right side, and so like if I lost a half inch off my thigh, I just put down an inch.
Yeah, these are true inches lost. That, and that's phenomenal because you're even beating what Dr. Simeon said would happen, because he says that, you know, it's yeah.
Sorry. I was just going to say, well, even just measuring those parts, I know that I'm losing elsewhere because I'll put clothes on. And, like, you know, my waist, when I lose weight, the first place I lose it or gain it is my boobs or my waist. And so I can tell, and I've always had, like, on my hips where some people that work out all the time have that cut on the front of their hips where they're, I mean, that's when you're, like, totally lean. I've never had that, not even when I was at my lowest body fat. But, I mean, I've always had, like, a lump of fat on the side of my hips. And that's gone. I used to have like a, I don't know, it's like a lump of fat on the back of my neck. And it's not like a softball back there, but it's like extra padding. My boyfriend had actually said something about it, and that's gone. So I know that my body fat's dropping. I know there are places, and everybody needs to remember that. And I know you tell me also, it's like when I was in Tennessee working for that month, and I wasn't losing weight, I was getting frustrated. And you were like, go measure yourself. Sure enough, I went and measured myself, and I had lost like 2 inches in a day. And so, yeah, I think the inches are way important, way, way important.
Yep. Yep. Let's see here. In any of your rounds, did you have any kind of negative side effects?
No. Just
no
sometimes.
Kind of
no, you okay. know, I don't remember any. I know I've read about people getting headaches and whatnot, and I think because I'm, like, in the middle of all this cycling and I don't eat things that I, like, bad, something bad for me, I'm not, I haven't experienced the detoxing headaches or anything, and I've read and heard horror stories about people losing hair and whatnot. Well, my hair falls out all the time, and I'm not bald. I have normal hair loss like anybody else. So, no, I haven't experienced any strange side effects.
So, okay, do you feel like being on the HCG protocol is more than just about weight loss?
Yes. Yeah, I think it's...
And what makes you answer that way?
Because I think it's like it's a whole package deal. Yeah, the weight loss is why we all start doing it, but all the extra things you get from it, like the mental clarity, it's kind of like, at least for me, because I'd had that prior experience back in 2009, I'm kind of like relearning what my body can eat. And granted, things are a little different now. And it's interesting to me, like, especially when I'm on phase three, when I eat. And like this morning, I had gained the pound, a little over a pound that I had lost. And you said, well, your sodium was high. Well, that was probably because I had pastrami yesterday. And so it's interesting for me to see how the foods affect me. And I've used that as a tool, and, you know, with my job, there's a lot of times where I'm out doing stuff and I can't get to the computer or my phone because I don't have cell service to put foods in. So it's helped me kind of know without having, you know, access to FitDay or my fitness pal daily if I was doing something work-related or gone, to kind of know how foods are going to affect me, the safe foods, if I'm traveling and I'm starving and I want something and I go into a gas station. I mean, how many people go into a gas station? I used to go into a gas station and buy a bag of Doritos and Dr. Pepper and be fine. If I did that now, oh, that would be so bad. My body would not be happy. So what do? I go in, like this last weekend, I was taking a motorcycle riding class to learn how to ride a motorcycle. And we were there from like 7:30 in the morning until 5:30 at night. So it's a long day. It was hot out. I was riding on a hot motorcycle, and we went to lunch, and I was like, crap, I didn't bring any snack foods. I brought some macadamias, but I felt like I needed something more. So I went and got string cheese. See, it's actually helped me make, like, smarter food choices. And, boy, I have become a label connoisseur. If anybody doesn't read labels,
yeah.
I mean, everything, stuff that you don't think. Like, I went to the store, I remember this back in 2009, to get sour cream because that's a good high-fat thing. Read your sour cream labels because Daisy doesn't have anything in it. Other than, I think, whatever they use to make sour cream, milk and cream, I don't know. That's kind of...
Yeah, Daisy. I just discovered Daisy cottage cheese, and I just, like, almost flipped the cartwheel in the store. I was like,
yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, there's some cottage cheese that has, like, cornstarch, or I can't remember what it is, something weird in it. And it's
modified
cornstarch,
yep.
Yeah, it's stuff that you think that wouldn't have anything added. And like you had just taught me about heavy cream, I've been using that for years in my coffee. And you told me to look for, what was that ingredient? Starts with a C.
Carrageenan.
Yes, I can't find that. Like, I've switched. I'm not using heavy cream anymore because I can't find any heavy cream here. Even the organic stuff has it in it. So I've switched to half and half, organic half and half. It doesn't have that crap in it. And, of course, I'm sacrificing a little fat, but I'll just make up for it somewhere else. And it's worked fine for me. So in addition to the weight loss is kind of like that whole new way of eating or educating myself. And making
just
myself remember how
think your body just a bit more.
What's that?
I said just maybe you've started to develop respecting your body just a bit more on it actually speaking to you and you listening.
Yes, it speaks to me and I listen. And then I also, because I know what I can and can't have, like I made a batch of cream cheese muffins. Well, I had two one day and the next day I gained weight. And I'm like, well, that kind of sucks because I used to be able to eat those. So now if I want something sweet, I might just have half one. So I kind of make adjustments. And I know if I have a day, and stuff's going to happen, you know, life's going to happen. My birthday is coming up this month. Well, it happens to be during my phase two, so I'm definitely not going to eat anything naughty. And I don't even think I would eat. I might treat myself to a mixed drink or something different. But, I mean, it's just, to me, in the end, it's not worth it. And I know, you know, my boyfriend's family is huge. They're Basque. French, so there's a lot of food involved. There's always cheese, wine, and bread. Well, I pass on the bread. I'll do the cheese and the wine. But it's just, I think, making sacrifices. And in the beginning, it kind of sucked because I would go to these family things, and every Sunday it seems like it's a kid's birthday in the family, and so what do? We all go over and have cake. Well, I eat something before I go because I don't want to be faced with that challenge of going, oh, I really want that piece of cake. Now, of course, I will smell the cake that my boyfriend's getting ready to eat, and people look at me strange, but there's nothing better than like huffing food and not having to deal with the consequences the next day. And you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
It's safer.
Definitely, definitely. That's funny. Okay. Well, is there anything that you would like to say to the audience? To help them maybe, okay, you know, and I think of this because I was told this one time by a friend who had an eating disorder, and she was going through a program to help her control it. And what she said is, she goes, you know, I have another binge in me, but I don't know if I have another recovery. So here you lost it once, and you gained some of it back, and now you're doing it again. What do you think you're going to put into place this time to help you keep, so you don't have to go through this again? What are you doing differently this time that is going to enable you to keep? Go ahead. You're understanding my question,
tools,
right?
Yeah, no, I got it. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. The tools that I got from you last time, I mean, journaling to me, and everybody's different, but for me, journaling is really important. I am so happy that I journaled my progress and journey in 2009. I still have that journal. I went and bought like this pretty journal at the bookstore that was bright on the outside, so I would like look forward to writing in it. And it sounds really stupid, but when I bought it, I'm like, oh, this is kind of pretty. Well, now I see it in the bathroom in the morning first thing. I grab it after I weigh myself, write my stats down. And so journaling and weighing every day, I think, are the most important. And I intend, I mean, that was my intention in 2009 when I hit goal, was to keep that going. But, I mean, I went through some stuff that maybe not every person, anybody would go through. I mean, I was going through divorce. I was going through a police academy where, I did try to eat good. But it was a little stressful. I was the oldest female in the class, and I actually ended up kicking some booty and making a fitness award. I got a fitness award at the end, which I thought was pretty awesome, being that I was the oldest girl. And a lot of the people, some of us were older, but a lot of the people in class with me were in their mid-20s. So here is this old lady compared to them that's having to do all this physical stuff. And, I mean, it wasn't easy. But, you know, I still made it through. And I think this time I just want to make sure that I keep weighing. My boyfriend and I are planning a big trip to go to Mexico in the spring. And I love Mexican food. That is definitely my downfall. I could eat Mexican food 24/7. Well, if anybody you guys eat Mexican food. There's not really, I mean, tortillas, yeah, you got to have chips and guacamole. So my boyfriend actually asked me just last week, when we go to Mexico, are you going to weigh yourself every day? And I said, yeah. And he goes, well, how are you going to eat? And I said, you know what? I might allow myself to splurge, but then I'm right back on track. I'm not going to splurge all day. And that used to be me in the past. If I messed up and had like a Reese's peanut butter cup, and this was before HCG, it was nothing for me to sit down and eat a bag of Reese's peanut butter cups. Ugh, that just hurts my stomach to think about it now. But if I did that and I messed up early in the day, I would just say, oh, well, screw it. I'm just going to eat like crap the rest of the day. And now I'm not like that. It's like, okay, you fell off, pick yourself up, dust yourself off, drink a bunch of water, try to get that stuff out of your system and focus on your goal and keep going. And that's what I intend on doing now. Granted, you know, life could get in the way again. But I think now going through this a second time and just being in a better place overall, I think I have, I don't know.
And you've learned a lot more. I mean, even in just, you know, the last couple of years, we've all learned as, you know, people on a weight control journey. I mean, I didn't realize I was, you know, just a year ago, I was still, you know, telling people in boot camp, go ahead and eat a bagel. You know, make sure that it's whole wheat. You know, I've learned you can't do wheat at all. Don't do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't even go there.
Yeah. And our bodies change. But I think the thing is, mm-hmm. too, is you don't want to, I mean, who knows, you could, like, step out front to go get your mail and get hit by a semi-truck. And, you know, stuff happens. And so do you want to go out of this world? A lot of people are like, well, you could die tomorrow. Why do you want to eat healthy? I just want to eat all this crap. And it's like, well, that's fine. That works for you. For me, when I eat crap, I feel bogged down. I don't have a clear mind. I'm grumpy. I'm rude. My boyfriend doesn't like to be around me because I'm kind of bitchy when I eat crap because it just messes with the chemicals in my brain, I think. And so I think now that I'm just armed with all this information, I know how to eat, or I can email Biz or text her and say, hey, I messed up. What can I do to fix this? Do I need to do a correction day? Do I need to do like a correction day and then a regular day, or can I just eat mean, or, you know, what should I do? And with, you know, I have your correction day book and the good, what is the new one that I just got? The Good Food Hunting?
Good Food Hunting.
Yeah, that
good
one is
hunting.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yes. So, I mean, I think if you arm yourself and you have all these tools and you keep, like for me, I've kept notes. So it's been interesting to go back and look, like you had asked me, so how is this round compared to before? Well, it's like, I look back to 2009. I did, I think like 6 rounds. Well, the last 4 rounds, I didn't lose that much weight. Well, holy crap, if you look at my comparison pictures, I lost a lot of inches. So I was still losing body fat in inches, but not so much the pounds. So that's been handy to be able to go back, and so I'm not so much like losing my mind going, I'm at a standstill, what the heck's going on? Because you don't, if you're used to, you know, looking at yourself, you're not seeing the changes.
Right.
And that's why taking pictures, which I've been really cruddy about this time around. Taking pictures, I think, is really important. It might be mortifying. I will admit that was, I look at my before pictures and it's like, good Lord. But I think that's a good tool.
Well, you've done really well with measuring. And, you know, it's usually the I know everybody likes the scale and they worship the scale as much, but I'm like, my worship is the tape measure because, boy, I tell you what, it will tell you every single time.
It will tell you
what's going on more than the scale.
It will not lie. There's times
and you've been really good about that.
Yeah. Well, there's been times I get on the scale and I'm like, really? Are you messing me? Does this mean it needs a new battery? Because it's saying I like gained 3 pounds and I ate perfectly yesterday. And sometimes I just want to huck that thing. And I think that actually happened something similar when I was in Tennessee. And that was when you were like, just weigh yourself. Go weigh yourself. You're dealing with weird stuff. Because I had, you know, the strain schedule. I was, traveling for 3 days. Dealing with some different things at work than I normally deal with. And I think that just goes to prove that in anything you do, I mean, just because you're traveling, don't give up. I mean, take a cooler with you. Pack your food. I mean, there's times when I travel where I bring a little lunch pail and I put macadamia nuts in there, or I put, sliced celery, apple, coconut water. You just have to, for me, pre-planning has been, is how I've
being proactive, definitely.
Yeah. In fact, I've got chicken
definitely.
In the crock pot
right
now.
People would say, oh, I had to stop in a convenience store. I tell you what, I have to make a trip like every quarter, and I have to travel about 500 or 600 miles. And I stop at different places now, and convenience stores are getting hip to this now. They sell unsalted nuts, and they sell, you know, trail mix that's unsalted and unsugared. And so you can even be in a situation like that and still be taken care of. Any airport, any convenience store now sells fresh fruit. I mean, you can find bananas, oranges, and an apple. So there's no excuse, really.
No, I agree. And even like out here in Wyoming where it's, you know, meat country, which, hey, I love meat and bacon too, but, you know, we can go in, there's a chain of gas stations called Maverick here, and they're Maverick and come and goes, and you can go in and it's a typical gas station food if you want like a greasy corn dog or a deep fried burrito, but they also have a section where they've got Greek yogurt, regular yogurt, little snack packs with like prepared veggies, and of course it comes with ranch dip, but you don't have to eat that. Cottage cheese, string cheese, like you said, fresh fruits. They even have salads. And so you just kind of, sometimes you have to think outside the box because you're like, well, I can have a salad, but look, it's like a chicken Caesar salad. So there's like, maybe there's deep fried chicken on it. Well, you don't have to eat the chicken. Just pull it off of there. And you just kind of have to, I don't know, like be flexible, I guess. But
it obviously works because it's been working for you.
Yeah. And they can, I mean, it can also, if you're weak, and, you know, that's not a bad thing. It happens to everybody. It could set you up for failure. I don't know. There's been times where I go into somewhere and I haven't drank enough water or my bed schedule's been busy and I haven't had time to eat. And I go in and I walk past that pizza that they have that you can buy a slice. And it's like, oh, you guys suck. And you just have to be strong. And I think, I mean, there's been times where I've had this argument in my head. And I'm sure if people are watching me, they're like, what is she doing? I don't think I'm talking out loud. But it's just like I'm arguing with myself. Like, if I eat that, really, how am I going to feel? My mind, I'm going to be crabby. I'm going to feel crappy. And I'm not going to feel good. You know, I'll be in the bathroom all day. It's just not worth it.
Awesome. Well, I want to thank you, Dee, for coming, for allowing me to interview you. I want to thank you also for coming back because it's been such a pleasure to have you as a client again.
It's been fun.
It has been a joy. Is there anything you would like to tell the audience before we sign off?
Just if you're on the fence about signing up with coaching for biz, do it. If anything, you'll learn a whole lot about yourself, about what foods you can eat. I mean, it's been very educational. She's not mean by any means. And it's like, I mean, I look forward, like first thing in the morning, I wake up, go to the bathroom, weigh myself, fill out my journal. And then if I'm not too busy, I go get on the computer and immediately mail her. And it's like, I'm a kid at Christmas waiting for an email back just to say, yeah, I'm good. No, my power's out and I don't have internet. The hurricane was fine. It didn't hurt us because I was really concerned about you. But yeah, if you're on the fence, just try it. You won't be sorry. If anything, you'll learn a whole lot. And I think, I mean, you offer coaching. I'm doing the cycling, but it's for any phase, right?
Yeah, it's for any phase. I have actually, my business has grown to the point where I've got clients that actually have never done HCG, believe it or not.
Really?
So they've lost weight and they want to just maintain it. And they've heard about me being able to help people do that. So
that's cool.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate it. I want to thank you very much. And you go on and have a great day.
You're welcome. Okay,
and we'll see each other in the morning.
Okay. Sounds good. Have a great day,
girl. All right.
Take
care.
Okay. Bye.
Okay. You too. Bye-bye.